Also among the 90,000 people at the Bird's Nest Stadium enjoying the opening ceremonies today, NPR's Juan Williams. Juan, hello. How are you doing there?
Man, I'm high on this event, Alex. It is really something to see in person.
And there are 80 world leaders in China for the games, so maybe political games going on too.
Absolutely, Alex. Take President Bush. He was one of the world leaders who went to lunch today with Chinese President Hu Jintao at the Great Hall of the People here in Beijing. You know, in President Bush's case, he is walking a political tightrope over questions about his decision to come to these games despite criticism of China's human rights record. On his way here, the president stopped in Bangkok, and he made a statement there that the Chinese people deserve fundamental liberty. This is quoting him, that's a natural right of all human beings. That's real Bush language. We've heard it before. But in this case, it set off political sparks here in China because the Chinese Foreign Ministry issued a statement just hours later saying that China opposes words and deeds, I'm quoting them, that interfere in other countries' internal affairs in the guise of human rights and religion.
So who is there with President Bush, Juan?
Oh, you know, it's interesting, Alex, because it's a real family affair. He has a really large entourage. The first President Bush, of course, who was a former U.S. ambassador to China, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, who worked in the Nixon administration, remember the great breakthrough that the U.S. had with China during Nixon's era. Then President Bush's wife, Laura, is here, his daughter, Barbara, his brother, Marvin, I'm going on, his sister, Doro. This is President Bush's fourth visit to China. It sets a record for any American president.
But still, there has been really a lot of controversy leading up to these games about human rights. I think some world leaders have said, look, I'm not going to go.
Yeah, including Angela Merkel of Germany, Gordon Brown of Britain is going to come at the end, but he's made it clear that staying away from the games was his way of indicating displeasure with the Chinese and their handling of issues like Tibet. And then Ban Ki-moon, UN Secretary General, he's just not coming, although he did appear on the board here, on the monitor here, making a statement about the glory of world competition. But the major nations are represented here, including French President Nicolas Sarkozy. He arrived just before the opening ceremony, and then he's leaving right after he's done. In addition, Russian Prime Minister Putin is here, Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, Japanese Prime Minister Fukuda, and Israeli President Shimon Peres, by the way, Alex. You should know Peres is staying the closest to the games of any of the leaders, but he did so he can walk to the opening ceremony, which, as you know, are taking place on a Friday night, which is the start of the Jewish Sabbath.
Juan, what about Prime Minister Putin, at least the co-leader of Russia, with this flare-up of fighting between Russia and Georgia and the, well, Georgia says invasion by Russian planes and troops?
Yeah, and it was interesting. When he appeared on the screen here, there was a mixed reaction from the crowd, and I think many people aren't aware of all that's going on with Georgia right now, but maybe that's an indication of it. By the way, the only delegation of athletes that were booed were the Iranians, Alex. So politics, of course, is part of this, but, you know, you see there's an opportunity here for President Bush to meet with Putin, not only in terms of lunches, but there are several meetings, bilateral talks going on among all the world leaders. There are over 80 world leaders here. It's a record for world leaders attending the games.
All right. Well, there's a lot going on. Just tell me this. How's the breathing?
It is awful. The air is thick. It's gray. I mean, you can't even see it. My hotel's not far from the Bird's Nest, and you can't even see it most of the time. It's just awful. And the Chinese say they've tried. They've limited the amount of traffic coming in and out of Beijing. But I must say, I don't think I've ever seen, you know, L.A., I don't care where you want to talk about, I've never seen the air as thick and awful as it is here in Beijing today.
NPR's Juan Williams from the Beijing Summer Olympics opening ceremonies. Juan, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.